Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to continue our teaching on the subject, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Again, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'd just like to make an announcement that all scriptures that I will be reading today will be read from the original King James translations of the Bible. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verse number 1. And it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant." Now, let's just stop there for a minute before we go any further. It tells us, the Apostle Paul, that he's going to be talking about spiritual gifts. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts. So that's what we're going to be discussing. And then he says he would not want us to be ignorant or misinformed or misunderstood. So if that's the case, that means he wants us to be informed, to be knowledgeable of the subject of spiritual gifts. Okay, you're there in 1 Corinthians. Let's go to verse 4 through 11. Follow along as I read. And it says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith or special faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Amen. So the gifts of God. Now, let's look at what Paul says. In 1 Corinthians 12:6, he says, there are diversities of operations or activities, but it's the same God that worketh all in all. This word operations refers to the method used to preach the gospel. It's referred to the method used to preach the gospel. To be more specific, it refers to the overall strategic operation used in taking or sending the gospel forth. Effective ways and policies for witnessing of the gospel, including pioneering new churches, being used of God to bring revival, and establishing and maintaining schools and hospitals. All these belong to the diverse operations or activities that God uses to further the gospel. Amen. Now, the gifts of Jesus. Paul also tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:5, and says, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. This means that Jesus Christ has given the gift of administration to some believers to carry out important leadership and supportive roles within the church. As every organization on earth requires responsible leadership, so does the church, the body of Christ. Administration is explained in several places in the Bible. For one example, right there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 and 28, it says, now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular, and God has set some in the church. He set some, not all. That's important. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, government, diversity of tongues. Now, Paul also writes concerning this administration in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He says, and he, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, this verse shows that as believers, we cannot choose the type of administrations we would like to have within the church. Rather, we should each find the gift of Jesus we have received and then serve God faithfully in that place of service. Amen. Serve Him faithfully in that place of service. Now, the gifts of the Spirit. Finally, gifts are given by the Holy Spirit. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12:4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are the means and instruments of power to carry out successfully the operation and administration of God's work in His church. Amen. When a plan has been made to build a house or any type of structure, of course you call in the architects, the builders, and specialists have been appointed. Then all the tools and materials needed to build that particular house or building are brought into use so that project is finished successfully as soon as possible. When there is a great work to do for God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to different believers within the church, His body. These enable believers to accomplish His work and responsibilities effectively, and the work grows because of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, we found out that there are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they can be divided roughly into 3 groups or categories. The first gifts are called the gifts of revelation, or the gifts that reveal something. They are, number 1, the word or the gift of wisdom, the gift of the word of knowledge, and the gift of discerning of spirits. Once again, the gifts of revelation, the 3 that reveal something, are the gift of the word of wisdom, the gift of the word of knowledge, and the gift of discerning of spirits. The second category or groups are the vocal gifts, or the gifts of utterance, or the ones that say something. And they are the gifts of tongues, the gifts of interpretation of tongues, and the gifts of prophecy. Again, they are the gifts of tongues, the gifts of interpretation of tongues, and the gifts of prophecy. And the third category or group is the gifts of power, the ones that do something. And they are the gift of faith or special faith, the gift of healings, and the gift of working of miracles. Again, the gifts that do something or the power gifts are the gift of faith or special faith, the gifts of healing, and the gift of working of miracles. Amen. So those are the 3 categories of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and there are 9 gifts. Now, the gifts of revelation deal with supernatural communication revealed through the Holy Spirit to the heart of one who has received this gift. Let me repeat that. The gifts of revelation deals with supernatural communication revealed through the Holy Spirit to the heart of one who has received this gift. The knowledge of other people's experiences and situations that is revealed through these gifts is not made known to the public until those who have received any or all of these gifts choose to speak. Amen. Now, the vocal gifts deal with supernatural communication that the Holy Spirit of God reveals by using the human voice. Let me repeat that. The vocal gift deals with supernatural communication that the Holy Spirit of God reveals by using the human voice. Not only the person using the gifts, but others around him or her can hear those gifts, and therefore they can be received by the senses. Amen. And then finally, the gifts of power. The gifts of power. Those that do something. They are mighty gifts in which the power of God appears so as to manifest a miraculous answer through a supernatural creative intervention. Let me repeat that. The gifts of power are mighty gifts in which the power of God appears so as to manifest a miraculous answer through a supernatural creative intervention. Though these gifts, people, and their environments are changed. Through these gifts, peoples and their environments are changed. All these gifts are distributed to people by the Holy Spirit in accordance with his own will for the benefit and growth of the church, the body of Christ. Amen. Now, what about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit? Now, sometimes believers who have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit or the baptism with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Sometimes the gifts are greatly misunderstood by them. These manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Some people think that anyone who has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the various gifts of the Holy Spirit can use the gifts as he or she likes and whenever he and she likes. For this reason, we see people who have supposedly received favor or gifts from God try to use those gifts as if the Holy Spirit were their personal servant. This, of course, is extremely dangerous because the Holy Spirit in us is the third person of the Godhead. When someone has this attitude, thinking that they can use the gifts of the Holy Spirit when he or she wants, is extremely dangerous. And this will grieve the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is grieved, the gifts will cease operating through such people. When they sense this in their spirit, these people usually become arrogant. That's right, they become arrogant, and they think they're above God. In order to make others believe that the gifts will flow through them, they will operate in the flesh, which is a deception and a fraud, often speaking lies, which brings disgrace to the church. Amen. The gifts are the possession of the Holy Spirit himself only. Let me repeat that because I want to make sure you understand that. The gifts are the possession of the Holy Spirit himself. Since they are his, they cannot exist independently apart from him. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can by no means be used at a person's own will. Did you get that? Let me repeat that. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can by no means be used at a person's own will. In other words, you can't use them when you want to. Amen. Only and only the Holy Spirit can possess them absolutely and manifest them through believers in whom he abides. Amen. The truth is not that man uses the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Rather, the Holy Spirit, who occupies man and fills him, uses that person and manifests the gifts through him according to his own will, time, and situation. Let me repeat that. The truth is not that man uses the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but rather the Holy Spirit, who occupies man and fills him, uses that person and manifests the gifts through him accordingly to his own will, time, and situation. In 1 Corinthians 12:7, the Apostle Paul wrote clearly about these instructions when he said, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Amen. Sometimes arrogant and haughty men have tried to use the Holy Spirit as if he were a clown in a circus. Amen. I have felt disillusioned and embarrassed when I have seen these being glorified. They seem to have no idea that they are standing in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, and they better be careful of what they're doing. I'm not saying that these people did not receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I am not saying that. What I am saying is that they greatly misunderstood the purpose of the gifts in their lives. But they have received certain gifts that they thought that they could use the Holy Spirit as they desire and when they desired. They thought they can use the gifts of the Holy Spirit when they desired and when they please. But the Holy Spirit fills believers to become vessels to manifest the gifts only so the hearers of the gospel can be edified. So the hearers of the gospel can be edified. If the Holy Spirit chooses to manifest diverse gifts through us, we should keep our hearts humble and depend utterly upon him. This will open the way wider for him to edify his church through his gifts through us. Amen. In summary, the gifts belong absolutely to the Holy Spirit. The gifts and the Holy Spirit cannot be separated, and the only purpose for the Holy Spirit's manifesting diverse gifts through people is for the exhortation, the edification, and the comfort of his church. Let me repeat that. The gifts belong absolutely to the Holy Spirit. The gifts and the Holy Spirit cannot be separated, and the only purpose for the Holy Spirit manifesting diverse gifts through people is for the edification, the exhortation, and the comfort of the church. Amen. Now, one might ask, how to receive the gifts? How can we become the vessel through which the Holy Spirit will manifest his spirits? Well, the Holy Spirit of God does not distinguish among persons as long as they have received the fullness or the baptism of the Holy Spirit and manifest the gifts and edify believers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 7, it reads, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." To clarify that, he will use anyone who has received the fullness of the Spirit as a vessel through which he will manifest the gifts. Amen. To say that the Holy Spirit chooses us as the vessel through which he manifests his gifts is more correct than to say that we have received the gift. For as I've said, the distribution of the gifts is absolutely up to the will of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After listening the gifts, Paul says, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit dividing to each man severally as he wills. So these gifts are only given as the Holy Spirit wills. If you desire the gifts, the proper prayer is for you to specify your own desire for specific gifts. You should find which gift the indwelling Spirit desires to manifest through you according to his desires and will for the edification of the church. Today's childhood educators try to find the nature and temperament of a child and then develop that temperament. In the same way, you should observe carefully which gifts the Holy Spirit wants to manifest through you after you receive fullness of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm just about out of time, but please join us next week when we continue our teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.